Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Lord see.
Notice MSNBC and CNN do not talk to you about the rising, how much gas has risen. They don't talk to you about MSNBC don't do anything. What's going on? Unless you get the, now I get MSNBC business. You look at their business, they'll tell you. And like all you had crypto, the crypto, it collapsed yesterday, the other day. Y'all don't know that, all you little crypto fans. And it was so funny because they showed the owner some of them things. There were some young boys over in the Bahamas, and they was getting to be billionaires. A lot of stuff collapsed yesterday on them. Y'all need to look at that for those who mess around with the cryptos. But anyway, so when you look at what we got to deal with here, and I'm going to get to something, and folks just don't deal with it or don't talk about it. They play the game with us. So, and we're getting ready to go into the mayoral election. See, people done figured us out, the masses. You play trinkets, you make them scared, and you talk about people. And that's what you do. And they take sides without the information because there's no group in our community who are together to keep our people thoughtful like it used to be. We get on the subject, we choose a side, and we go crazy. So we're getting ready now to move from the federal election to the city election. And the question is, does it make sense any of this stuff to y'all if we don't get and do what we're supposed to do? And I'm not one to say, and Lou Palm used to say, go fishing. That was his favorite word. He used to get so mad. I'm going fishing. Well, I'm not telling y'all to go fishing. I'm telling y'all we got to make these folks do better than they're doing. The question is, we had the last election. I know y'all want to talk about that too. The last election, who won and who lost? The black community lost. How did you lose the black community? We lost because we were not in the conversation about resources for our community. We just was in the conversation about whose side we was on or who we hated. And that's how they get us based off of hate. That's how they got me. I tell folks to hate me because they know you got to have somebody to hate. Oh, my gosh, y'all done woke up. You got to have somebody to hate. And you got to have somebody to be angry at or something that you may think, and you don't stop and think. Let me tell you something. I said the black community lost in the last election. Now, I ain't talking about the party. I'm talking about the black community. We lost because we didn't hold anybody accountable. We just let them tell us who to hate. And I know somebody called him. Y'all hate Donald Trump? He lost. Don't y'all fool yourself. You better go look and see all the people that he put in there. And that's why you going to have a Republican majority. And probably going to have one in the Senate if they don't steal out Arizona, which is embarrassing. But you have to look at all of his candidates that he put in and how many of them won. But then they're talking about what happened in Philadelphia with the man who can't even think and talk. Now, I'm not knocking him because he had a stroke. There's no way in the world he should be I couldn't figure out how he won the primary. But he won the primary because the black folks voted for him, and he won this time because black folks voted for him too. They brought him on in. They said it was the abortion and the student loan. Y'all got played on the student loan too, because they knew the timing of it would be to have and then to give the students a sign to go out there and protest that we want through the loan now, but they knew it would get knocked down, and the timing of it got knocked down the day after the election. And they said, we're going to appeal, and they ain't going to appeal, and they're on to the next gimmick. And it's not just them. I'm saying any party, the Democrat or the Republican, anybody agree, we lose if we don't look out for our children. Now, one thing that happened in the election, and you go back and y'all should go look, a lot of the parents, not in Chicago, but in other cities like down south, I was talking to some folks in some other cities, those parents got mad, and they got very involved in the political process. And I thought about our parents, and they got involved for the first time. And they got involved, and they got a lot of folks that they won, but they was on something. Nobody have us on anything. Let me tell you, they would elect a Fetterman, but I want to take you back to Carol Moseley Bruns. Our black woman, she was a descendant of enslaved black woman. I'm not talking about nobody who not, because Kamala was there, but she is. She can be an African American, but she cannot be a black woman in terms of, she said she didn't start claiming black until she was running. She Indian and all the other stuff, which is all right. But you had Carol Bruns there, and she made some mistakes, and she messed up, but she wasn't worse than Kamala, I tell you. But she had one term. Y'all don't even know her, and the children don't even know her. Carol Bruns was bright. She just made some mistakes. And sometimes she thought that, you know, when you get the white man table, he's going to protect you. And that's what she did. And if y'all remember, that's the seat the Duckworth was holding now. Carol had one term. And them same liberal white folks who loved her to death and was guiding her campaign and telling her what to do when she was in office, and she was ignoring us. And I told her, Carol, only the black folks going to be with you when they come to the end. Don't listen to them folks. And those folks turned on her because they wanted to see. And once they turned on her, then you got, I think it was Kurt, you got a Republican there, Kurt. Then they got rid of Kurt to put Tammy Duckworth in. And now Duckworth got two terms. Why couldn't Carol Bruns have two? Y'all need to ask yourself the question. That whole machine turned on her. And I remember being out of her office the night of the election, and I told her, I said, well, the black community came out strong for her. Your liberal white friends that you thought were all your friends and all that, they didn't come out for you. So that was the first black woman that we had in, and she should still be there. Tammy Duckworth said she thanked us for having her because looking after the children good, Tammy. Do your children go to private school? Well, if you want to look after the children in Illinois, I think everybody needs to start looking at this education and see how bad black children are performing. They're not doing well. Even if they graduate and they can't read, they graduated because of their age. And you want to put this stuff on the parents when you're paying people to teach, and you got professors. But these teachers, I don't have no profession. But I think we have to key in on the education, because if our children don't know anything or don't have an aspiration or inspiration to be something, or know they can be, and critical thinking, we're just going to be losing out when you got other folks. I saw before when I was this morning on the news where they're moving all the immigrants the illegal, no migrants. There's a difference. Y'all letting them say migrants, and they put you in with the black, the folks who migrated from the north to the south around like that. These folks are immigrants, illegal immigrants. And they're putting them up in a swanky hotel, real nice. Them hotels that you, I know New York hotels are expensive, and they're not too far from Central Park. But that's, when people look at other folks' worth, we got to make folks see our worth. I don't care what side they're on. And let me tell y'all something about conservatism. Conservatism is not necessarily Republican nor a Democrat. Conservatism is the way that black folks used to live. We believed in family. We was very, even, you never had anybody kicking a single mother so hard like they're doing now. They really trying to make these black women stop having babies. I'm going to say you should have babies out of wedlock. I don't care. You got a lot of great, hey, Obama was raised as a single mother. But it's great. But he had the grandparents around him. That's the same thing with some of our children. But, of course, you know, his grandparents was Irish and his father was from Kenya. Different standards when it comes from the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. And that's because in order to destroy America, they got to destroy us. So whether you black or whether you are a Democrat or Republican, black folks have always been conservative. We went to church. It was nothing of us. We was going to church. We was going to look after those children. My grandmother was all around us. Not only was my grandmama, my daddy's family, even after my mother and dad divorced, she got married again, the family was always there on both sides. Even now, we practice that. I'm practicing that with my grandchildren. My brother practicing that with his grandchildren. That's what he did with them. You know, he had 7 or 8 children, doctors and teachers and everything else, but some of the children that got out of place and had babies, him and Rose, they watched after Sandra's children. And then you had my sister Faye. Look, we have that. We've always had that extended family. And then the neighborhood was structured in such a way that we took care of our children, and the fathers and mothers and grandmothers was those who was around in the community at the church and other place. But the first thing it is make you to be conservative, you got to believe in God. You can't be conservative and don't believe in God. There's no way. When you read Jimmy's book, The Black Patriot, A Great Black American, you'll find out all these folks was Christians, and these folks really was Republicans, and all the stuff that they did and all the stuff they believed in. We believed in our God and our community and our faith before we believed in anything else. And it ain't unusual. Okay, I think they said 15% of black folks voted for Republican. Everybody's screaming. Yeah, unusual. Black folks used to be Republican. Then they went to be Democrat. Now they're Democrats. So you got that. Let me tell you the game they're playing with y'all. Other people of color had folks to get elected on both sides of the aisle. They got folks in the Senate that's Republican and Democrat. They got folks in the House that's both. And we right here kicking our folks. This is history, y'all. For the first time in history of this country, you got 2 black men in a runoff in Georgia. And we talking junk and black folks kicking Herschel Walker. And you got other folks in Warnock. Well, I'm mad at Warnock because of some other stuff. Ain't got nothing to do with this politics. But do y'all understand they won't let y'all look at this history that in Georgia, Red Mountain, Georgia, as Dr. King said, you have 2 blacks in a runoff. Unheard of. But you can't look at it like that because you so angry at some mess they done told you to be angry about. Not understanding when we used to have Senator Brooks. That was the only senator we had. He was a Republican who worked on our behalf. He worked real hard on our behalf. Dr. King talked to he gave us a Brooke Amendment. He gave us everything. He worked on our behalf as black people. He worked with Congressman Powell, because Powell was in the Congress and he was in the Senate. But he was a Republican. No, y'all kicked Tim Scott for being a Republican. Y'all got to be crazy because somebody wants you to do that. When he went and fought Trump to give us the steps and all the different things he had him give us, and we can't even enjoy the fact that we have 2, I want y'all to think, we got 2 black folks, one Republican, one Democrat, in the runoff. Now, we should be happy to know either if either one of them win, that they're going to work on our behalf, on our agenda, too. But we don't want to have one like that because we just work off emotions. We hoping that if Warnock win, that he'll stop just bucking his eyes and talking stuff and work on behalf of black people in the spirit of Dr. King and that pulpit he's in. If Herschel Walker win, we hoping that he do the same thing. He stop, you know, that it's about your people. Yeah, you for all people, but you're going to go in there and have a program for black people and black children. Now, you do not hear any other group hollering about their folks over there. And I'm telling you, they got them in the Republican Party, and they got them in the Democratic Party. You got they're talking about how great what the governor in Florida is, DeSantis. Oh, he got all these Hispanic folks. Of course he is. He's Spanish-speaking. He going to be our next president. Oh, yeah? Don't you fool yourself. But we get caught up in it. I heard some black folks say, DeSantis, yeah. DeSantis going to, what you getting in them folks' mess for, Trump and DeSantis? And here you got a school system where your children, y'all gone back to doing what y'all did and the same thing. These folks went to school on Veterans Day, and y'all think that's all right. And that's a chip away at what we are about. And I'm going to have veterans calling me today, and we're going to salute our veterans because black folks used to be all in the service, and that's how you got to be middle class. These other folks are doing it now. You know, my children's father, Jimmy, was in the service. You don't hear many black folks, especially in the North, being in the service anymore. You hear other folks who just got here. They go be in the service. You got to serve something. You don't serve your community. You don't serve your country. You don't serve nothing. You just serve the master. And the master is whoever that you feel emotional tied to. And that's bad. That we cannot separate ourselves and get out here and fight for our children. How you think everybody gonna respect you? Now, let me tell you what black folks lost. I voted. I always vote. It was an interesting thing. They sent out, pricks them sent out a report card. I had to read it to see it came from him. Where they rated, they said, this is your rate for your voting. And then in the corner they had, nobody knows how you voted. We just know that you voted. I've been voting since I was 18. I had a good report card voting because I'm going to vote. That's a fact. They're going to keep me from voting. And all my children vote. I got a couple of them are Republicans. I got some Democrats because I raised them to be independent. Then I got a few that's independent. They got all over the place. Vote. But you got to have a reason for who you vote for. That's the way, but oh, my God, we start hating people. You hate Herschel Walker because he's a Republican. You hate Tim Scott because he's a Republican. And some of y'all hate Warnock because he's a Democrat, if you're a black Republican. It's crazy, y'all. We got too much to do here. Now, what I am angry about, that's why I said black folks lost, because we were the only one that was, had nothing to say. This is what we want. This is how we're going to do it. These are the programs we want. We're going to look at the school system. And really, this was the time for our black elected officials on the state level to flex their muscles on behalf of black people, because nobody would have won without the black vote. That's why Prixton knocked that other guy, black guy, off the ballot and got Bailey. Because they know black folks are going to run to the guy. I don't know how good he was. You can't assume because somebody black, they're going to work on your behalf, neither. That's where you get into content of character. You know, because sometimes other folks work just as hard. And these other folks get in there, and they just stay in there. They don't work on our behalf. They just read the company line. And we need somebody to have a line for black folks. And we need to be back conservative. And conservative does not mean party. Conservative means, you know, you're going to see about your family. You're going to see about your school. You're going to see about your community. You're going to go to church. You're going to serve your country. What's wrong with that? Oh, no, the more conservative Republican. No. And remember, black folks want you to be all Republicans, and then they change into Democrat. And either one they was in, whether it was Republican or the Democrat, black folks have always been conservative. Now we've lost our conservatism in terms of our family and our children, and we're losing our whole community, and we're losing. And it's not nothing we can't get back. I was talking to a retired teacher the other day. We was talking. She's a Delta. And I was telling her, you know, she was one of the ones brought Luther Ford to Beethoven. Beethoven used to be a very good school. I was telling how bad it went down, how it was. But you think about teachers, all those teachers like that, Ford and McLemore and Travis and Mingo and all these folks who really work with those children and made, and Dr., you know, Hamlin, who said, I teach the subject and not the child. You think about all those folks who really taught. And you had some white teachers that was dedicated. But then you got teachers like the one that was last week. They honored this little 9 or 10-year-old boy for finding this teacher. I don't know what she looked like. Looked like some nasty ball, like she needed to be somewhere on the shower. Had a Kia list. But the boy found it because black children are smart. They're really smart. It's just that they've dumbed our children now not to know how to. We try to teach them critical thinking. They get them and don't teach them. They're teaching them. They think the most important thing our children got to learn is pronouns. And pronouns, not the pronouns and nouns that we learn in terms of speeches. It's about learning about he's and she's and this and that, and you can't say mom and daddy. All that stuff needs to be fought and pushed out the way. And I don't care if you got some legislators who are gay or who with them folks, because folks have always been a certain kind of way, but they never did. You just said, no, this is our life, the adult life, and take this stuff off of the children. And I'm trying, when I get the stack of continuous those mastery learning books, I'm trying to get my stack so I can look at them again. You begin to see. And it's interesting because the people who are not working on behalf of the children, I want you to take a moment and tick off how many of them got children who are now making decisions for children. And it's very small. Or how many of them believe in God. And then the ones who got them, they don't have their children in your schools. So that's why I said the black community lost, because we had a great opportunity this past election. Everybody wanted us to vote. But even our elected officials were missing in action, unless they did commercials for somebody. And the stuff they said never was, vote because this person is going to make sure you get the contracts. Vote because this person is going to make sure that you get able to say your neighborhood and do this and build businesses. Vote because of education. It was nothing of substance. It was just, we got to get rid of them old bad Republicans, Donald Trump and all them folks, we got to do this. It's a fear thing, and it's really interesting. I remember seeing what that bald-headed guy named from that was part of the think tank for the Democrats. He's out of New Orleans. I remember when he said, look, if you want the votes out, you got to make them scared. He was on CNN. Some of y'all might have seen that, so y'all call me and tell me. It's something about the trauma, the post-traumatic slavery syndrome, and it was not dealt with, that it's easy to traumatize us and get us scared. It's like everybody holler about M&T. I took Mrs. Teal down to, I got all the film and the footage and the tapes and stuff too. I took her to Mississippi, the first time she had been back since that trial. And the city council and all of them honored her, apologized. We did a lot of stuff down there. And what I learned was that even the cousin, the folks that he was, that Emmett Till was in the bed with, didn't run and tell nobody, got scared, covered his head up while they went and got the boy. I thought they were just going to whoop him and bring him back. And I said, they ain't going to put that in the movie. I'm going to go see the movie, though. I was very close to Miss Till. But the idea of that fear, oh, the boogeyman going to get you, the little red man going to get you. So while they doing that, all the other folks who are either recent immigrants or just got here who are very clear on other stuff, those folks understand power. The Chinese community, numbers, they keep telling you they're growing and numbers big. They can't, they ain't had no babies. Anybody they got is illegal. These other folks, numbers, know it showed you. All the Republicans thought that the Hispanic was going to come out big for them. Ha, ha, that's a joke. 15% black folks came, 12% Hispanic. That's because they don't have the legal votes. That's what y'all keep missing. And I'm going to have to take, I know I got, Chewy was on the radio the other day talking about how, you know, Chewy is a progressive. Somebody, I want somebody to explain to me what a progressive is, because they would have used to be a progressive socialist, meaning they don't believe in God. What are you progressive in? Destroying the country. What are you progressive in? And I think the question was asked them, do you need the black votes to win? Yeah, but I was with Harold Washington, blah, blah, blah. And that's a whole nother story. He can come on our station, and they can talk about what he's going to do. And he ain't going to have Buckner, none of those black representative on these other folk stations. The only place they're going to go is to the uptown to the Democratic Socialist Party and talk to them. But he can come on our station and say what he's going to do. Well, yeah, I know, because I wouldn't now. And that's a whole other story that I'll tell y'all about Chewy next week. Because I'm going to try to mix up an analysis of what happened with this election. The election coming up and Veterans Day. I got to salute the veterans. And I want you veterans to call in and talk to me, too. And I got to salute them. Because it's just so much. The black community lost on Tuesday. Now, y'all got to tell me whether I'm lying or not. Is Melody going to get some more ads on this station, or did they just use us to get their message over? All of them, they need to go and say, look, tell these corporations, y'all advertise on that black station. You know, what about the schools? What about the schools? What about the contracts? Now you're getting ready to have, next year you're going to have a school board of election, an election for the board. Black folks ain't going to win in that one either, because y'all sit down at them black legislators along with Prickster and say illegals can vote for the school board. That's just a real little curse of them. I don't think they should. They're here as our guest until they become citizens, because you diminish. And see, they keep telling us how they mess with your psyche about, oh, you so little, you so dumb, you so this. Look at these numbers. They see the numbers. Them folks don't vote because most of them are illegal. That's how they got their numbers. And it's not just the Spanish speaking, it's all these other folks too. Chinese, and I, how in the world is Chinese going to outpace us and dumb us? And they only could have two children. And they ain't been in a, it's because they're illegal. And that's why they don't want voter ID. I want a national voter ID. Because then you can't cheat. And you can't come in. And y'all think it's just because of Trump and because of the Republicans. It's because of you and your empowerment, wherever you are in this country. Anybody can vote, then they take over and have your stuff. Look at your house, look at this, look at that, because they don't need ID. When I saw Joe Biden going to the polling place last week and vote and showed his ID, what's wrong with that? That's, you got ID for everything. You almost have ID to go on a date. You have to have ID, if you know, but you can't do that no more. You can't say he and she in love romance. But what's wrong with it? So when I say who lost to the black community lost. If not y'all come on. Elected official, come talk to me and tell me what. I don't need all that old yang. And I'm gonna take some calls in a few minutes, y'all. Do I have to go on a break? I got to go on a break, okay, because I want to take some calls before the 7 o'clock hour. But we lost because the contracts, who got the contracts? Who in most of the powerful positions in this city? You go in the state and look around all over. You look at government and stuff and all that other stuff. Y'all did not think. And see, some of these folks, they would not even survive if they weren't just talking about the boogeyman. I want them to stop. They wouldn't even be nothing. They got to talk about Trump or somebody, or they got to talk about anything but the resource of what they should be doing. I hope MSNBC do a whole round table on the education system, how black folks are behind and how crime is affecting us and what's happening to us, economics, how many contracts, to educate our people. That's what the news is supposed to be about, giving you information and educate you. But our folks, we got low information on. We got low information on voters because of the station they use, and they take sides. And the only side supposed to be is the black side. I'm sorry, y'all. It's the black side. And y'all won't do that. Talk of Chicago 69 at VUN. Our number is 773-591-6090. We're streaming live at www.vun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. I don't know what they're putting back on Twitter because they're shadow banned me, so I don't know if I'm back on that or not. But then we got Blog Talk if you miss us, because I really want to talk about this stuff. Y'all, I ain't trying to. If y'all start talking about other stuff, I can't deal with it. Right now, we in a crossroads. Our election, our education, the contracts we got, and you got all these other folks set up their own individual communities within our country and get the resources to build and take care of their folks, and they segregate themselves away from us, and we still trying to hang on. Get your coffee, get your tea. He said, I got to take a minute commercial. Is it 1 minute? It's a 2 minute commercial, and I'm coming right back and talk to y'all. I'll be right back. Hey, veterans, I salute you, my veterans. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Dr. Kofi Malik is joining the nighttime lineup at WVON. Tune in every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. for Speak On It with Dr. Kofi Malik. You've seen him on cable TV. Now hear a spirited conversation on the Talk of Chicago every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Nighttime talk is lively, free-spirited, and action-packed. Speak On It, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. with Dr. Kofi Malik.
Join Tobacco Road Incorporated as we present Queens of the Policy live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center opening Friday, December 9th. For tickets, log on to eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Enter code WVON for a community discount while supplies last. The Queen of the Policy is based on four women from Chicago trying to carve out their niche in the male-dominated role of policy, a predecessor of today's American lottery system. Queen of the Policy opening Friday, December 9th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center located at 4701 South King Drive in the heart of Chicago's historic Blues District. Queens of the Policy opening Friday, December 9th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive. This is one show you don't want to miss. See you at the theater.
This is Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III at Trinity United Church of Christ, located at 400 West 95th Street on the south side of Chicago. We invite you to worship here at Trinity United Church of Christ. We have three worship services, 7:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6 p.m. Or join us on WVON during our broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen to Ray Charles, y'all. He understood. He's a patriot. Come on, Ray Charles. America.
America.
If you don't have America, descendants of enslaved blacks, then what country do you have?
Make God thy gold refine.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell me black folks was conservative, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. Yeah!
Nobleness.
Woo!
And ever again divine.
Hey, I just said a pledge of the pledge of America when I was growing up. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all done got tricked.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. It's so beautiful they dying to get here on something we built.
Spacious skies.
And y'all sitting there like a bump on the lawn.
For amber waves of grain.
Yeah. I salute you, veterans. Jimmy Tillman, who was a veteran, and all my other relatives were veterans, black folks, and all the black patriots in America. Tillman Handbook, the great American patriot. Come on.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about
America. America. This is my home.
America.
When you travel, they say, well, country of origin, USA.
God, done
God built this country, baby. And we giving it up. This is God's country. God we trust. Go back to God, trust him.
From sea to shine sea.
Woo!
I wish I had somebody to help me say this.
America, this is your country. You have a right to the resources. You done gave it up. We lost those two. Not the party. We done put these folks in offices not fighting on our behalf. We don't have no voice. We are representative government. We're republic. We got to take it and act like it. Yeah. Come on, Ray. America, America, from sea to shining sea. We understood. I'm telling you, we understood. We didn't let them mess with us. We back, y'all. I'm going to try to take a few calls before I take my 7 o'clock break. I'm going to come back. We're going to continue this conversation. It's going to be a conversation back and forth. I'm going to give you a chance to talk, and we're going to play our music. If you're a veteran, you want to talk, let's talk. And if you want to really celebrate veterans, go out and order the Tillman Handbook of Great Black American Patriots. Then you'll really see, and I'll tell you that you can get it, okay? TillmanFamilyPress.com. That's Evident Jimmy's Press. That's they publish cover. Okay, I'm going to the phone, y'all. We're back. In Chicago, talk of Chicago, 69WVN, our number is 773-591-690. We are streaming live, www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, Goof Facebook, and get us on Blog Talk. Happy birthday, Bimmy G. Tillman. We'll come back later. We had a great birthday yesterday for my son, my baby boy, 11-11-11-52. That's when he was born. Let's go to the phone. Cliff.
Hey, Ms. Dorothy, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I want to switch gears and talk about something really important.
Don't switch gears.
Critical.
Stay on my subject. Can't switch gears.
Okay, I will. And I hope Ms. Darva is listening. I hope Ms. Karen is listening. I hope Mama D.
Okay, stay on the subject now.
I will. Okay. Who are we as a people, and where did we come from? I'm staying on subject. As the black people in America.
Okay. Well, we'll pick that up one day.
Okay, well, here's the point I'm making. Let me make my point. I'll be quick.
You got 30 seconds.
All I'm simply saying that this brother, Kyrie Irving, he is right on point. The book Hebrews.
Oh, okay. You're going to take me somewhere
Negro.
Else. Okay, I'm going to stay.
No, I'm not, because what I'm saying is that that's relevant because we don't know.
I got you. I'm saying, but right now
doing.
I want to dissect this, and we'll talk about it. We're going to talk about all this stuff before. Cause
it impacts everything, Ms. Tillman. I'm saying that impacts everything.
I heard
we don't
you.
Know who
I'm
we
very
are
clear
people.
On you saying.
So half of us are Democrats, half of us are Republicans, half of us are Jews.
What
we
they did
the
is they,
true,
what they did, what they did was they put them in line, and they scared the rest of the black folks. Thank you.
This is a brief break on Coffee Tea and the conversation with Dorothy. We have a little technical difficulties. I'm going to play a little bit of something. This is Ebony, producer. I'm going to play a little something until we can get back on the air. So you guys stay with us.
Because you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Correcting me the other day. I said, man, we lost. He said, no, we didn't lose. We got defeated. So,
what you mean we got defeated?
You said we lost across the country, electrical. I told him, I said, man, we lost the election. We lost, like you just said, but he corrected.
How did we get defeated?
I don't know. I asked Charles Morrow. He said it. I just was correcting.
Well, I said the black.
Please don't want to say so. I only got 30 seconds. We're in a state of emergency. We had to shut down the Barack Obama Center the other day. What does a noose mean when they put a noose on the site?
Well, last voter had a noose, he lied. Can't get caught up in that. That's a trick to get us off our
case. You ain't see the news? It's
yeah,
all over the news.
I saw the news. The last two nooses was lies, so I'm not jumping on that to change my subject.
I officially shut it down. The Barack Obama said it shut down officially.
Did you put the noose out
there?
I'm trying to say all that stuff is subterfuge. We better get, that's how we, I tell you, they tell us what to say. Are we going to get ready for, we're going to go out with Johnny Taylor, if I got time. If not, we're going to go back and come back because we got enough time. Okay, Williams.
Yes, good morning. Real quick, Herschel Walker is a well-known football player, and all the Republicans have gotten behind him. Yet we had Colin Kaepernick, who took a knee in protest of the national anthem because of the way blacks were treated in this country. Look how he was mistreated and kicked out of the league. So, you know, you have
but
to look at
those
things.
But what are you saying? I'm trying to understand your point, William.
The point is the Republican, the white Republicans decide which black they want to
support. Now, the Democrats and the Republicans. See, I'm not taking that. I'm saying to you, why are we doing that? This is a historical moment. You got
I'm
two
saying,
blacks.
All I'm saying is you go with somebody who's going to, you know, who's going to follow the dictate to the white man.
I don't know.
Who's going to do what they tell him to do.
You follow
the dictate. Will he be for affirmative
action? Wait, William, I ain't let you do that. I'm not going to let you do it, William. I love you.
Will he go along with the Republicans?
Okay, William. Both parties dictate. We got to have our own thoughts, and we got to have our own agenda. See, I'm not going to argue over these folks. I ain't got time to argue about them. First time in history. Okay, y'all, I got a few lines to let. I got to go to a break. Johnny Taylor said, that's America. I got to go to a break. And this is why, play Johnny Taylor over me, please. Let me tell you, this is why we're in trouble. We keep going to the yang-yang. I talk about contracts, what we're going to do the other. Well, Herschel, I don't have a problem with Herschel. There's a Herschel and one off. You got two. Johnny Taylor said, that's America. We're going to play it. Let me tell you, this is the first time. This is history. You got two blacks in a runoff. One of them is Democrat, one Republican. We can't even understand that. Other folks got pokes in both parties, and they're not saying anything. James Carville, they're going to text me. James Carville he's a Democrat. His wife is a Republican. He's the one said, make them scared. We getting caught up over something and can't even we're losing our shirts. Y'all voted for Ryan. Y'all voted for Thompson and all these other folks. I'm saying, I'm not telling you who to vote for, who not to vote for. I'm saying the black folks lost because we don't have anything solid in place. This is just because we don't understand our conservatives and that America belongs to us and that we have a right to representation, a right to the resources. Tell them, Johnny Taylor. I think y'all missing what I'm saying. I'm trying to argue with y'all. I know Chewy. I'm not supporting no Chewy, I tell you that. I'm not going to be used. He got up there and he never talked about none of our problems. He don't talk about immigration. Don't play with me, because I know how he got to be with Harold Washington. And I'm going to talk about it one day. How he was all part of us. Come on, Johnny Taylor. Check out 69 of VUN on number 7735169. We're streaming live at www.vun.com on iHeartRadio. Check us up on Google, on Facebook, just Facebook. And I ain't said Twitter because I don't know. We'll be on Block of Your Misses. Get your coffee, get your tea, and we're going to come on back in a minute. We are conservative. We believe in God. We believe in family. As Art would say, code of conduct, Dr. Anderson. Come on, y'all. I'll be back in a minute. This is my country. Come on.
Coffee, tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
State Brad Raffensperger explaining how a key Senate race is going to a runoff. Voters in Georgia will have to go to the polls once again next month to decide if Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock or Republican Herschel Walker wins. The runoff is scheduled for December 6th.
Wisconsin Senate candidate Mandela Barnes speaking to supporters after losing his bid for the U.S. Senate.
I fought the good fight. Yeah. I've run my race. Yeah. And I kept the faith.
Yes, you did.
And I want to thank you for having faith in me.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson will keep his seat. The race was key for Republicans in their quest to retake the Senate majority. Other African-American Senate candidates who were unsuccessful in their statewide races include Val Demings in Florida, Sherry Beasley in North Carolina, and Charles Booker in Kentucky.
All right, well, tragedy for a mayor running for re-election. Authorities say 84-year-old Velma Hendricks, the incumbent mayor of Melville, Louisiana, died in a car crash. It happened shortly before the polls were set to close and the results were announced. Police say a male driver was traveling in his Ram 2500 pickup truck and reportedly failed to yield to the Acura RDX that was carrying Hendricks. The front of the truck plowed into the passenger side of the Acura. Hendricks was in the rear left passenger seat and was not wearing a seatbelt.
An Iowa woman convicted of killing her accused rapist is back in custody after escaping last week. Police say 18-year-old Piper Lewis was booked into the jail after they say she cut off her GPS tracker and left the facility in Des Moines, Iowa. Lewis was sentenced in September to 5 years of probation in a women's shelter for the killing of Zachary Brooks back in 2020.
Slavery will likely be removed from Tennessee's constitution. Most votes have been counted, and Tennesseans seem to have voted overwhelmingly in favor of Constitutional Amendment 3. It proposed removing wording from the state's constitution, which still allowed slavery and involuntary servitude as forms of criminal punishment. Apple is warning that shipments of iPhones from China will be disrupted. It's because of strict COVID-19 rules in place at an assembly plant that makes the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone Pro Max. The plant employs around 200,000 people, and many workers have fled in the face of stringent virus protocols. Coming up, signs of Christmas are already popping up in some cities, and San Francisco's district attorney is declaring victory.
For more on these stories, along with international, national, state, and local news affecting the Black community, listen to the Black Information Network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere in the world on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. That's BINnews.com.
I'm Terry McCready along with Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Gun violence is a leading cause of premature deaths in the U.S. Guns kill more than 38,000 people and cause nearly 85,000 injuries each year. Mass shootings are exceedingly rare in peer countries, where governments have often been quick to pass gun reform in the wake of such tragedies. Hi, I'm Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show. Join me this Saturday for a discussion about gun reform, or the lack of it, in America and how it's literally killing us. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Chelsea is merrily scratching a holiday instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. So even though her gingerbread masterpiece crashed to a mess of pieces, Chelsea's cheerful because she knows anyone could win in an instant. Be smart, play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. Game odds available at IllinoisLottery.com.
Join Tobacco Road Incorporated as we present Queens of the Policy live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center opening Friday, December 9th. For tickets, log on to Eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Enter code WVON for a community discount while supplies last. The Queen of the Policy is based on four women from Chicago trying to carve out their niche in the male-dominated role of policy, a predecessor of today's American lottery system. Queen of the Policy opening Friday, December 9th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, located at 4701 South King Drive in the heart of Chicago's historic Blues District. Queens of the Policy opening Friday, December 9th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive. This is one show you don't want to miss. See you at the theater.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Greetings.
and family. This is Salim Wakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense. So bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
8-to-1, that's the student-teacher ratio at Francis W. Parker, a progressive private school. 100% of their graduates enrolled in distinct institutions around the globe, committed to access and equity. 46% of Parker's student body are students of color. Open house for grades 9 through 12 is Saturday, November 12th at 10 a.m. There is no fee to apply, and need-based financial assistance is available. RSVP now at fwparker.org/admission-event. That's fwparker.org/admission-events.
I'm attorney Ernest B. Fenton, the one you can count on in moments you need someone competent, fair, and you can trust. Need to create a trust or powers of attorney? Call me, 708-991-7268. You've lost a loved one and need help on what to do next? Call me. You have real estate you want to sell, save from foreclosure, or a tax sale? Call me, attorney Ernest B. Fenton, 708-991-7268. Special discount prices and payment plans for WVON listeners.
Dr. Kofi Malik is joining the nighttime lineup at WVON. Tune in every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. for Speak On It with Dr. Kofi Malik. You've seen him on cable TV. Now hear a spirited conversation on the Talk of Chicago every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Nighttime talk is lively, free-spirited, and action-packed. Speak On It, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. with Dr. Kofi Malik.
When news and information comes to you from every direction, the one source you can trust the most is the commentators. You want politics? You need Kimberly Ogoyen. You want to be updated on the latest women's issues? Check out Yolanda Joe. Carl West has business covered. And Abdul Hakim Shabazz comes at you from the right. Listen for a guest commentator every Friday. The Commentators, weekdays at 9:20, 5:20, and 11:03 p.m. Only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Welcome inside the Black Star Project, live from the Xfinity Studios here at WVON Radio 1690, the Talk of Chicago. My name is Herb Howard. Every Saturday at 6 p.m., I am alongside my equal parts brilliant and beautiful co-host, the one and only Miss Juliette Scott. We are talking all things the black community, from finances to government. Please join us. We want your opinion. Weigh in every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on the Talk of Chicago. Do you want a revolution?
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Ring with a home.
full of the pain that the dark has got caught. Demon song, full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun, a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road
days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop.
African Americans who may often require donated organs are not donating.
Commercial. Okay. I've been to the mountaintop. Hey, Dr. King said the Red Hills Mountain, Georgia. Dr. King never did think that in Georgia you will have, this is historical, two black men in the runoff. We missing that in Georgia. Now you tell about America. Two black men, but we're too busy talking sides. But it's two black men. If all the black men's got conscience, they would not be just on side and party. They'll be what our community representative of us. Okay, 7 o'clock, wherever you're in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, sitting or riding or driving, it is time for you to call in. Because we now, after we do this analysis, next week we're going to really concentrate on this city election. So we want you to get a deep breath. It's 7 o'clock. And I want you not to be all sad. Like I said, we lost because we didn't ask them, put nothing together. We just care. But that's a whole other thing. So we're going to be all right because we got God. We can be conservative in whatever party we want. We got to stay with God. Take a deep breath, black folks. If you're black, that has brought you over, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears. We know it was God. Take a deep breath. Is that black time? Black. Come on, y'all. Black. Is that black enough for you?
Tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, We don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. That's the way I was raised, y'all. That's what I was taught when I was growing up. I was smart, I was beautiful, there's nothing I can do. Education was very important, going to church, our God, all we were raised, that's the structure. You're black and you're beautiful. If our kids start saying that, you can learn. There's nothing you can't do. Education was important. Family, community, all that stuff. That's what brought us along. That's why when somebody, we raised money, sent folks to school, and they knew they was going to do something for the community. But we done got usurped. As I said to y'all, I told y'all, we lost. And everybody, some folks mixing that up. When I said it, because there was an opportunity for our representative, both elected, anointed, and appointed, to negotiate on behalf of black folks and black children. But they didn't. They just delivered the message. And I'm saying we got to stop that. This is the first time in the history of this country that we've not had black folks' issues and things that were going on discussed in the public square. Only thing in the public square for us is the Black and Brown Coalition. To make the folks' numbers go up. We start believing that stuff. And all these other folks come here and they set their own individual club. But you ain't talking about how rich the Mexican Latino community is over there. All their businesses and all the stuff they done brought in and all the stuff they doing. What you gonna bring? Well, I'm gonna bring affordable houses. I'm gonna do this. No. Give me the contracts. We gotta have our own business and our own other stuff. We got to start thinking, rather than getting in office, and then you comfortable because it's a job. And not only is it a job, it's some status. You know, I'm going to come to the phone in a minute, 773-591-69, to call for tips and conversation with me. Dorothy Wright Tim right here at Great WVON in Chicago. I was in Pearl's place yesterday, and I'm going to come to the phone. Because we're discussing what happened and what we need to do. And the historical fact that don't talk about neither one of them to me, that you got two black men in the state, Red Hill of Georgia, in a runoff. Come on, y'all. I was in Pearls yesterday, and I'm going to talk about that later. And I was sitting looking around at the place, and I remember how hard a time I had to build that when even the community and other politicians went against me. And I knew it would last. And I just felt good. I ride around looking at a lot of projects and things that I did and feel good. But that's a whole other stuff we'll talk about later about you guys. Somebody said, we miss you, Dorothy. I said, no, I'm all right. Then I said, well, you just have to fight. You know, y'all got to have the power to fight. Don't come telling me you just want to be in office and get rid of Lurie because Lurie done disappointed you. Yeah, that's what Lurie said to us. Come on, y'all, give me a break. I'm going to this phone, and we're going to talk. I'm going to go to Eddie Reed. Eddie.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning.
You know I always get my pen and my pad because school is in session. And I can't wait till you deal with Chuy Garcia because we got to educate our people. You're right about the progressiveness. You're right about we lost on Election Day.
Didn't we lose? We lost big time, didn't we? I mean, it was an opportunity. For those folks who's in public office representing black folks to really negotiate for us. And scared they gave us a jump at the line. That's all they did.
JB don't even buy people no more. He just rent them.
Oh, my God. Well, it ain't just JB. It must be everybody. Because they scared. They scared. They got these folks so scared, they scared to speak up for themselves.
But let me just get out your way on this. Because we're going to have class back in session at 12 noon today. You know, you start the session, and then there's a break, and then we bring them back in session at noon. All I got to say to Chuy Garcia, cut the umbilical cord from the casket of Harold Washington.
Well, he ain't even got no. He's an adopted. No. Don't let Harold umbilical cord. That's too sacred. No, he ain't got that.
Yeah.
Just stop lying on Harold Washington. We'll talk about that later. Because I'm going to talk about Obama next week.
No, I got it. When you put it like that in context, he wasn't even that close. Umbilical cord is a sacred piece.
Yeah, because I gave five babies. Very sacred. I know how he got in there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for correcting me.
But I'm going to talk to you, but you call me later because I'm going to be dealing with the whole thing with Lou Palmer, Harold Washington, and all the stuff we did to put folks in office next week. So let's talk this week.
Yeah, I got you, but thank you for that correction. You're absolutely correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. Had to see what he wanted there for a minute. Frank.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, too, Ms. Tillman. Ms. Tillman, let me just say this as a progressive. Okay, I want to zero in on that and answer your question. But let me just first say to my
brother. Oh, no, you say you're a progressive.
I can tell you exactly what a progressive is. Yes,
I know. No. I don't need you to explain that. I can't see you. Come on, go on. I'm going to talk to some of these political folks. I don't need you to
tell me.
I want some of them to tell me what does that mean. So
talk about something else.
What you want?
Okay, then. Well, I want to let my brothers and sisters know, let's be aware of wolves and sheep clothing among us, okay? Pretend to be one of us, and they're not one of us.
Who are you talking about?
Anyone who can't see the difference between Herschel Walker and Reverend Warnock.
I'm gone. Frank, anytime you can't look and say, deal with the historical perspective that in the history of this country, you got two black men in a runoff in Georgia. You got other folks who got folks on both sides. We too busy talking. Let's look at the historical context. And then whichever one I'm win, we got to make hold our feet to the fire. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to put spurge on these. Well, I want you to look at the historical perspective. In Georgia, you got two black men in a runoff in the Senate. You don't know nothing about that man. You have no right to talk about him, just like y'all don't know nothing about the other man. Y'all just want to just keep talking this stuff because you don't want to be responsible to Bill. Katie.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Can I say something about the veterans?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. See, I'm so thank you, Katie, because black folks used to be in the service and do all this stuff, and now they're running around just talking. Come on. I salute you, Katie. Come on.
All right. Four of my five uncles were in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to find out any information about their loved ones in all the wars or other information, they could go and sign on for free. Fold3.com.
Okay.
And the
Repeat that again for me.
Fold. They can do it up till Sunday.
Wait, you got to slow up. What?
Fold. F-O-L-D.
Fold.
Three. The number three.
Fold3.com.
Yeah. Go
okay.
And start. You can sign up for free and get information about your family in service. Like, I got my information about my uncle's registration.
Okay.
And I found out, confirmed the addresses that they, where they live, who they work for.
Okay.
And also, I discovered that they had the box on the back of the card. They had the box. They had white. They had Negro. They had Oriental. They had Indian. And they had Filipino.
Uh-huh.
At that time in the early 40s, that was all that was here.
Right.
So that's all that they put. And that's very interesting because look what we have now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look what we have now.
Thank you, Kim.
So I just wanted to bring that to people's attention.
Thank you so much. Well, bye-bye. That's why they said the brown man and other men. Yeah, but y'all got pushed aside. That's all I'm trying to say. Just like they say, the Chinese numbers are growing. How you growing? You coming across the water? You know, why is the rest of them growing? And they want to make you, and we outvote everybody. I know y'all don't believe that because they make you think they don't. And they got it's really interesting. Thank you, Katie. And the black American and the Anglo-Saxon have fought in every war this country have had from Lincoln on down. And the blacks have been in every war. And I don't know. They're fooling our young people. Like when in church honor the veterans, you don't see no young folks. It hurts. I tell you. Hang on in there, y'all. The phones are lit up, and they're going to get to you. Just keep on ringing. Let me go to Linda. Linda.
Hello, Dorothy. How you doing?
I'm fine, Linda. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just want to mention this. How come people not out here running for these seats to take our lynching and our slavery off the law books in these southern states? I just heard Tennessee just had slavery removed from their law.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for
the
information.
If they're going to run for a seat, at least let that be
What I want if these people going to run is to talk about some education and some economics.
Yeah, agenda. Right.
I want to talk about, and this whole thing about, that's a whole other thing. Right now, we're in trouble because our children cannot read and they cannot write.
Yeah.
We don't have economics. We don't have anything. We
not only that, Dorothy, some of these states still get equal but separate as one of their laws in them southern states.
Okay.
People, y'all do y'all research before y'all jump out here and talk about what you want to be.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Ooh, praise God with all who will bless and flow. I thank God for Jesus. I thank you, Mr. Holy Ghost. I thank you. Lance.
Grace and peace be upon you, my sister, from God our Father and our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ.
And also, you.
Thank you. Just wanted to tell you, at ease, you're one of our biggest patriots. And what you're saying today in terms of the importance of education as well as and coupling that with economics, you're spot on. And again, I would tell, blacks, in addition to that, to be very, very weary of these individuals like Senor Chuy Garcia when he was asked the question the other day when he was on your station with, I forgot her name.
Kim.
He evaded that particular question when she asked him point blank, what about your interest with black people. He decided to circle all around that rather than being forthright and honest. And those type of individuals, you have to... Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said nothing. Go on. Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of it, again, we need to continually put our faith in God. Come on back to Bible because, again, our life, at least my life, won't change whether there be a... Democrat or Republican in office. My particular issue, I'm thinking about our people, the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't be snowed every time by politicians giving some of the upper class blacks a little bit of some money or whatever benefits and then forget about the collective, all of the individuals that march and put them in those particular offices.
Well, Lance is from Boston for everybody who's listening, and I hope you, and I know you got a lot of your friends listening. But, Lance, let me ask you this. I made a statement, and I want to, and I'm not talking about party. Do they understand the historical fact that in Georgia, you got two blacks in a runoff? In Georgia?
That is some deep stuff. And, again, you made a very, very, provocative, point in that. And they, in the media and other individuals, as you well know, have done everything possible to try to, low rate and, discount Herschel Walker. Again, I think
Herschel's a smart man. The northern folks hear him talking, but he talks southern.
Yeah.
He's a smart man. He has businesses. He signed checks on the front. And he also have helped
a lot
of folks. But we got two people down there running, and they're both black. And I said, I'm not saying who you want to go. I'm not going to take a side right now. What I want black folks to key in on, because, see, black folks have been both parties. They done been Republicans, and now they're Democrats.
You're right.
But the question, and
that's
letting you have a few more minutes than anybody else because of your Boston leadership that you have in Boston, what a great leader you are there. But what I'm saying is
Let me just say this before I end. Again, I'm a veteran Marine Corps, United States Marine Corps.
Yes, I salute
during
you.
The Gulf War.
I salute
well,
you.
At ease.
I salute
you. Stand at ease.
Well, what I was going to say is
stand
this.
At ease. Yeah.
What I was going to say was this, Lance. I salute you, too. That's what
okay.
I'm saying. The black folks done got all messed up. We was Republicans. then we're Democrats.
That's right.
But more than anything, right. we was conservative on either one of the parts. And that's what they're messing up.
Yeah.
God,
that's
family,
right.
country, all that yeah. stuff. We have, and they got the word conservative mixed up with party versus what we were and what we are. And I just want to thank you.
That's, I want to thank you and keep mentioning your son's book, because a lot of that particular book was straightening out a lot of the controversy that most blacks have.
My son is a Republican.
I know. And when he comes on these shows, I love to hear him debate.
Well, no, I raised him to be independent thinkers, and he's a Republican. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican, and we have great, great discussions. But I'm also independent, you know.
That's what I am. I'm an independent.
Okay.
Let me just say this to you. A last thing. I'm doing some research now because it's been said that you know, research is our best determinant as to what we need to do and whether what we're talking about is true or not. In reference to Trump's benefits for blacks, okay, he's in my opinion, and this is the last thing. In my opinion, he's done more for the collective blacks than any other president.
Oh, I believe that. Except what Lincoln, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Thank you so much. I'm just trying to get our folks to be. If I can get folks to think about how we force these, we got to get on education, our children, to look at our children, our families, our businesses. We got to do something to save these children. How we separate the chaff, wheat from the chaff, those who we can save and those that we can't. How we force these churches to do what they're supposed to do. Or the members need to get them out of there and they don't need to be no members. That's how I feel about it. Let me get Mama D. Let me get her before I go to another call. Mama D.
Well, hallelujah, greetings to you. It is written in that Black History Bible book whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that where there is no prophetic vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. Reverend Dr. Prophet King shared a personal dream on August 28, 1963, but he left a prophetic vision on April 3rd, 1968. Check it out. In Ezekiel 40, 1 through 4. Now, the first thing out of Tammy Duckworth's mouth was the dreamers don't have to worry because Barack Obama
did. You know what? Hold on. She did say that, Mama D, and she wasn't talking about Dr. King's dream. She said the dreamers don't have to worry. Yes, she did say that.
And when Chewy was on WVON, why didn't anybody ask him about reparations for NAA? Indigenous Native American Africans. We got to claim this country that our ancestors built. Africa is not on your passbook. I don't care.
No, because Africa is a continent. And when you go, when these Africans, when the diaspora is here, where are you from? They don't say I'm from Africa. They say I'm from Ghana. I'm from Nigeria. I'm from South Africa. And when you go and when you travel abroad, country of origin, USA. And most of the folks over here, Mama D, also vote in two countries or three countries. They got two passports. If they're Mexican, they vote here and in Mexican. If they're French, whatever they
and
are,
that's why we have to. The first thing we got to do is get a collective name. If you are in America before it becomes America, and 1619 came before 1776, you are indigenous. We got to claim our indigenous status. We've got to claim our, Richard Wright said, indigenous Native American Africans, NAA, without the CP added on.
Well, let me
say
this.
That's what we got to do, first of all, claim this country that our ancestors.
It's ours. I'm claiming it.
Everybody else is claiming it.
They died to get here. I'm claiming it, and they're making you be up under everybody. Mama, I want you to think about next week, because we're going to dissect this mayoral piece next week, and we're going to talk about how we got Harold elected and other stuff. We're going to talk next week about this. Think about it. Thank you, Mama D. Hey, I tell you, this is something, y'all. My board is so lit up, and some of y'all been waiting a long time. Let me get to those who've been waiting a long time. Reverend Daniels.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine, and thank you for waiting.
Oh, it's okay. I'll wait for you forever. I love your hat. I love it. I saw an old tape with Harold Washington, and you had that hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's young Dorothy Tillman there.
That's scary. I'm about almost back to that size again, I tell you. I'm almost getting skinny again like that.
Yeah, I like the guy that the two unions endorsed. I can't call his name. He's a school teacher, but he has a very prophetic voice. I don't know a whole lot.
Are you talking about Brandon Johnson?
Yes.
Baloney. We're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about that, Daniel. We're going to talk about that next week.
But Chuy Garcia, here's what we need to ask him with this so-called black and brown connection.
Black.
How come we can't open up businesses in their community, but they're all over our community?
I got you, baby. We're going to discuss that next week, Gregory. And I'm not thinking about that Brandon Johnson, who the union has endorsed, and them suckers, our schools are falling apart. Talk to you later. Kids can't read and write and can't think. I tell you, some of y'all been waiting for so long. I'm so sorry. I got to play Marvin Gaye, y'all. Y'all got to wait. Sorry. How long is Marvin Gaye's song before I play it? Huh? I'm going to come back here. I'm going to take two more calls and I find out how long. Okay. And then I want Walk a Mile in My Shoes to be up, too. Woo! I'm going to go out with that one. I say I'm having a good time here. I'm going to refocus y'all. No party. Two black men in the Red Hills, Stone Mountain of Georgia. Jose, wake up, my brother Jose. Wake up, Melville and Dr. King and James Orange and Lester and all them folks y'all don't even know who fought. We have two black men in a runoff in Georgia. Instead of making these folks hold their feet to the fire, we go taking sides. If that's the case, Senator Brooks, a great senator, Republican, who worked with Congressman Powell to make sure we get... See, these other folks got folks in both parties, and they're not talking this mess. Y'all are sick, real sick. I tell you. Ron?
Yeah, Ms. Chilton, real quick.
Hold on for a minute. The rest of y'all, I'm going to get to y'all. Just hold on, y'all. I'm coming. Okay, Ron?
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to next week, like you said, when we can talk about the municipal. And I agree with you 100%. The last guy don't be fooled by how someone speaks. He was talking about Brandon Johnson. Watch that Chicago Teachers Union. They are a pack. They are not. All they're interested in now, Ms. Chilton, is political power, not educating people, particularly black people. So Brandon Johnson, dead on arrival as far as I'm concerned. Have a good day.
Thank you. As far as I'm concerned, he's dead on arrival too. Look at the schools. We got to get together and fight for our children, y'all. We the only group ain't fighting right now, and our kids are dumb as, hey, we got to fight. These folks are just, it's really deep. I'm going to play some Marvin Gaye for y'all to show you how he felt, and I'm going to come right back. Come on, Marvin, tell them what's going on, Marvin Gaye. Are we ready? Woo! Come on, Marvin. Come on, y'all. Come on. That's what I'm talking about, America, see? Sorry, y'all. This is my country. I ain't giving it up. I don't care if y'all don't like me no more. Woo! This is my country. I'm playing this for all the black veterans. I salute you. This song is to all the black veterans. All the veterans, really. But especially the blacks who ain't getting caught up. Jimmy Tillman, I salute you, my brother. My children's father. And all other black veterans. This song is for you. Male and female. Man and woman. And also the wax. Hey. This song, I'm going to play it. This is for the black veterans. I had to play it. Come on, Marvin, sing to the veterans, especially the black ones. This is our country, y'all. The Tillman Family Handbook. Tillman Handbook, a great black American patriot. Yeah. TillmanFamilyPress.com. Tillman Handbook of Great Black American Patriots. Come on. Sorry, y'all, I had to get this in here. Marvin, you got black folks too cowards to get in the service. Now they rather burn up their community and take the, hey, you cowards. But you enjoy everything that these veterans die for. And then you turn around and these folks give it all away. like Biden, what he did. I'm sorry, y'all. All these folks play games, man. Democrats and Republicans. Come on. I'm an American, y'all, a black American. I am a black American. My people fought in blood for this country, and I ain't giving it up. The white Anglo-Saxons and the black Americans. Woo! Come on. I'm not talking about the immigrant, not migrant. Y'all come in and learn about our country. Don't put your foot on my neck. Woo! Come on. Come on, Marvin. Sing to the black veterans. Don't be ashamed, y'all, that y'all fought for this country. Speak up. Come on, y'all. Come on. Hey. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Woo! That put chills through me, through me, through me, through me. Brother Manson?
Hey, hotep, sister. Happy New Day.
Some of y'all have to wait. I pull them in front of some of y'all. Don't get mad at me. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, Happy New Day.
Thank you.
Listen, you know, I respect you a great deal.
Of course, we do. We might disagree, but we love each other.
Yeah, you're one of our political scientists in terms of, you know, your expertise. And, of course, your family is great. Y'all have done some great things. I just wanted to give some sharper clarity to the audience based on something you said earlier.
I'm listening.
I don't think that black folks have historically been conservative. I think we've been historically communal. And, of course, trying to be resisting the negative stuff that the system has put on our people
over
these years.
I want you to call one day, and we're going to have a discussion about that, because I respectfully disagree with you. This communal stuff came in during the 60s under Dr. King. We have respectfully been conservative. I'm a Southerner, man, song. You know, and,
well,
you know, I know
Malcolm
about...
said, stop talking about the South. You know, we are up south in the north,
okay,
you know, so I don't make no big distinction
talk about it.
With
no,
that.
No, I'm saying I'm a Southerner, and you got a lot of folks up here, but we're not communal. We are conservative people that we believe in God. We believe in family.
I'm not knocking that.
But you know what?
I'm just,
in some way, it doesn't even. Wait, hold up, Manson. Some way now, I think about it. It's all one. It's all
okay,
one, man.
Let me say this.
I'm not going to disagree with you anymore.
We were fighting to have something to conserve. Now, the other piece I want to say is that this Republican Party ain't the old Republican Party that you and Dr. King and all you was working with.
I'm not going to get in a Republican.
These are Confederates.
I am a conservative, and I want you to know that.
Okay, I ain't talking about that no more. I'm
saying
that these Republicans
and neither
are not
one of them. Neither one of them.
Fighting the Civil War.
Neither one of them. We need to try to talk about education and economics. I'm not going to get in that stuff with us.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
You know I deal. I'm a culture worker, sister. I deal with all of that.
I know what you
but
do. You're also a teacher. You know. You're also a teacher. You know how bad these schools are.
Got to get the language right.
Thank you. I love you, man. Song. I gotta go, my brother. You're also a teacher. You know. See, this is what I'm saying. I love Man Song. He do a lot of work out here, so I ain't gonna fight him. I ain't got time for that. You know, I'm not gonna deal with that like that because we got to do. Man Song is a teacher. He knows those school stinks, and you know what's going on. We got to focus like Lou Palmer did. That's why we gonna talk next week about what we did with Lou Palmer and how we put this stuff together. Well, we had a lot of different minds, Conrad, all of us. We all came from different places. We fought in them rooms, baby. We used to almost have a physical fight, but we came up with an agenda for our people and worked it. I love Man Son. We do disagree on something. When you talk about community, you might not want to separate. I can understand how you can marry those two, but I disagree with some of the other stuff, but I love him anyway. Art. Art?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are
you? I'm putting you in, man, so I'm back to back to get y'all out the way. I love you, Art. How you doing?
I'm doing great. First of all, young lady, you said something that was extremely important.
Okay.
We get defocused, and we should be focused on re-strengthening the family, the black family. If we focus on re-strengthening the black family and stop getting into these divisive conversations, that's not going to push the agenda of education, restraining the black families, building a community code of conduct and the family value system, they're going to keep us spinning. Why are we pulling each other on such simplistic arguments?
Well, that's what I'm trying to stop.
I'm agreeing with you.
I know you are. That's what I'm trying to stop. You know how much I believe in family and even extended family. And it's counterproductive if we don't do what we got to do.
Right. And one last point. Lori Lightfoot is going to be reelected. It's very hard to unseat a mayor because she hasn't done so bad. And if we don't come together with everyone come together with a collective agenda or a code that she has to respect and honor, then we're going to be in trouble trying to put somebody else up in there and then hoping and praying that they're going to do what we're supposed to do is one thing. And the last point, why do we put energy in the Garcias and any of the other
people?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what, just like you were telling Frank and the rest of them, why do we waste our energy on that when we should be putting that energy in rebuilding and restrengthening the black family?
And Garcia, they got the family. And Garcia can only get elected with the black votes. And black folks don't understand. They did a poll. And the only reason he would even get anywhere near Lori or any of the other blacks is because of black folks. I'm saying, go right over there in that community to see the economics. Go see what you see in the business of, like Mama D or somebody said earlier. Go see. Brian. Byron.
Hey, good morning, Dorothy. Hey, what's going to happen when Garcia run an ad against Mega on WVON?
Wait, you're going too fast. Against who?
Against Mega. Who is? Donald Trump.
What?
Ad against Donald Trump to get black hysterical to vote for him. Prisca did the same thing. Uh-huh. He came in, talking about he ran against Mega. Mega's not here in Illinois. Dorothy, the teacher union, $29,000 per student, we are given to the county for each student, and to get 20% of the people reading. They all need to be fired, Dorothy.
I think they need to be fired. I think we got to rise up about this school.
We need
I got so much stuff to talk about. I tell you about this school stuff. Black parents got to look, I'm with you, Byron. Byron, thank you for calling. Thank you so much. I love all y'all who call me whether I agree or disagree, and I thank y'all for listening and calling because it is a conversation. But I'm trying to get you to go where we got to go here, I tell you, Diane.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you today?
I'm fine, Diane. How you doing?
I'm a first-time caller. I just have a remark to make. I listen to your show every Saturday via my spouse.
Thank you for listening. Thank you so much.
But, Ms. Tillman, I disagree with the show in the sense that all you all talk about is what we going to do, how we going to do it, and ain't nobody doing nothing.
No, I don't do that. I don't talk about how we're going to do it.
It's the same platform.
Huh? But I'm glad
it's
you called.
It's the same platform.
What you doing? Tim, what you doing?
I have two young men that I take care of, and I'm down here doing that.
Okay, and so we talked about dropping your bucket, right? Wherever you are, whatever community you're in, what church you go, your church, your other stuff, we have to reach out. I know, and I know why we reach out. All of us got to reach out and almost put an arm around each other. We got to drop our buckets where we are, and we got to do that. Not that we can do it. Thank you for calling, Diane, and please keep listening, okay?
All right.
God bless. Okay. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Reverend Weatherspoon. And I can understand black folks getting frustrated because we are in a pickle and we be talking, and I understand, but leadership got to come on up. Reverend Weatherspoon, going once, going twice, three times, four times, Reverend Weatherspoon.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
I'm still celebrating my birthday. You know, my birthday yesterday with your son.
Yeah,
I made 65 years young yesterday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
No, bad for God.
Thank you.
We're going to have to put God back in the son, our sacred daughter.
Got
we
to.
Can't do nothing without God. He's
got
trying to do his work in their own strength. They can't do his work in your strength and your intellect.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the Holy Ghost. People need the Holy Ghost, daughter.
Got to have the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Woo! Jesus said, I'm gone, but I leave you that spirit. Thank you so much, Reverend Mother Boone.
Love you.
Love you, too. Let me get Kirkland and see what he going to be. Give me my history this morning, Kirkland. What's your history?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kirkland.
I can always tell when somebody really doesn't know you. Anyway, look, I'm a Vietnam veteran, U.S. Navy, USS Putnam, DD-757, mm-hmm, Destroyer mm-hmm. Squadron 32. I just want to point out something. We all always hear people on the station calling, and everybody says, we built this nation. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Well, if we built this nation, why are we claiming it?
I don't, because they got tricked out of it.
In America, you don't hear Jamaicans run around talking about they're African Jamaican or Haitians or African Haitians.
I'm with you.
This, if you built the country, claim it. It's your, when you,
I got
like you.
You
say your passport does not say nothing about any country in Africa or any other continent.
I agree. And what happened, they're pushing them out the right for the resources, and they're raising a generation not to understand this is ours. We love it. We got to fight for it. We got to get educated. All the stuff they're doing is doing our children in. Thank you, Kirk. I only got about five more minutes. I'm going to try to empty this board before I go, because I do want to go out with Otis Clay's song, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Okay. Let me see. Anita, I'm trying to empty the board. Anita?
Hey, good morning.
Uh-huh.
Dorothy, I hope this is part of an education is understanding your history. And during this thing, fight with the people telling people they can't say something about their religion, I do not want to have anybody disrespecting Minister Louis Farrakhan for all the things he have done to try to keep the black family together.
Let nobody on this station and in my show disrespect Minister Farrakhan, because everybody know I love him. So what
Jewish
that got,
community.
Yeah, but I want to stay on my subject. I want to stay where I'm talking right now.
Okay.
On my
well,
station.
I just wanted to say
okay,
that,
just know on my show, nobody would ever disrespect him on my show. So we going to stay where I'm at now.
Well, let others disrespect him.
Well, not on this show. So you call them other folks and tell them. Well, call them other folks.
You don't.
Call other folks. Okay.
Well, the rest of them.
Thank you. Call other folks, because when the minister came here, we helped reestablish him. The Minister Farrakhan is my brother, so, you know, not on this show. That'll be a waste for me to talk about that. Minister Plump, 30 seconds. Come on.
Weilon Yashalom. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and happy belated Veterans Day to everybody.
Salute you. Harold Washington is a veteran, too. Salute.
Yes.
Minister Plum.
Earl Sutton. Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Did you? What happened? He got. What happened? Call me back. Did y'all was not sure that y'all put a flag on Harold Washington's grave like y'all always do. I don't know what happened, David.
Yeah. Good morning, Miss Dill.
Good morning, David.
Ma'am, I did the boat thing, I did the Democrat thing, and I got the report card and everything. But at the victory speech, you know, when they stated that, you know, we're here for everybody, you know, we welcome everybody, I really wasn't feeling that.
Ain't nobody going to be here for nobody unless the people we send to represent us. You know, we live not in a democracy. We live in a republic with representative government. That's why we was on Edmund Pettus Bridge. The people we sitting there supposed to fight for us, the elected, anointed, appointed. You ain't feeling it because ain't nobody fighting for you. That's why.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Tim.
Thank you, David. Ooh, I'm almost out of here. I might try to. No more calls after these two. I'm going to take these two and no more. Because I got to get up out of here, okay? I'm going to try to take the calls, and I got to get up because I want to play Otis Clay, Walk a Mile in My Shoes for all these folks who are talking and don't understand. We are conservative, strong people, and this is our country. This is what, okay. Minister Plump, you got 30 seconds now. It's late now. I don't know what happened. Did you put a flag on Dr. King's, on Harold Washington's grave yesterday?
No, we didn't. However, we did celebrate, but.
I know you. You usually do that. You usually
go
do that.
The Harold Washington Foundation.info.
Okay, thank you. You
and
usually do that. That's why I asked you that you do it yesterday.
We do it officially on his Earth Day birthday.
Okay.
April 15th,
okay.
2022.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm glad you called back. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, that's it. No other calls. This is the last call I'm going to take. And then I want to play Otis Clay's record. Doris.
Hi. Good morning, Dorothy. Just want to say one thing. This is our country. This is our currency. And there's no place we can go in the world without a passport.
You know what? And that's the truth. What happened? Some
that's
of these
the
folks,
only thing I can tell.
You know, Doris, some of these folks get on this phone and call. Some of them don't even have passports. Some of them might
well,
not even move.
The point.
They don't even know. And if they go
they
to another
you.
Right, if they go
they
to another country, they'll be glad to get home. And why folks
exactly.
dying to get here? And we giving up all of our resources and getting behind somebody, making folks think we are inferior and that we are victims. We are not victims.
And anybody that is not a descendant of an enslaved African American can go home whenever they feel like it and walk back through the door without a passport.
Right? And they vote in both of their countries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That's a good thing to end on. How many minutes I got over there? Because walk a mile in my shoes before you accuse. Black folks, we have fought, we have built. This country was built by the black descendants of enslaved and the white Anglo-Saxon. That's why they want to separate you. And we fought. We fought, and things changed. And everything that we've done, we fought.
I could be you.
You know, don't let folks separate you. Let the sons of slaves and slaves owners sit down at the table. And then folks come in, they want to change America, but they got to first separate you. And you got your children not understanding. And then miseducating your children. Yes, we are conservative men, so we believe in God. We believe in family. That communal stuff came in during the 60s. Otis Clay, y'all. Yeah. Great Otis Clay. Come on, y'all. Woo! I'm having a good time, y'all. Happy birthday, Bimma G. Tillman. We had a great little... We reviewed his film that he just got through writing all the music for yesterday. Jamil, send me a copy of that. Walk a mile in our shoes. Hey, before you walk a mile while you're talking. No, you swimming, you dying, you coming and taking advantage. It's the black American, the white Anglo-Saxon. They're the one dying. The white Anglo-Saxon is dying in the service. Y'all ain't even going. And then a new immigrant. Come on, y'all. Tell your children to be proud of this country. This is ours and fight for our rights. You don't think it's your country, then you ain't got no right to fight for it, right?
And the law of the common.
Woo!
That you gonna read.
That's Otis Clay, y'all. That great Otis Clay. Come on, Otis.
So
woo!
You live
the I salute the veterans.
Of total perfection.
And I salute the black veterans who went to war in spite of. We've been in every war since
then you
country
better
been
be
in.
Careful.
Yeah.
Of every stone.
Be careful, y'all.
That you should throw.
TillmanFamilyPress.com. Tillman Handbook of Great Black American Patriots.
So
and a guide to the National Park. Landmark status. Come on. Come on.
At one another.
That's why I ain't throw no stones to nobody. Hersha or what not. Georgia. Two black men.
Don't think.
Woo.
So
you're a Republican, I'm a Democrat.
The same way you do.
Well, let's do what's right under God's law.
Though I may be.
God got it, y'all. God got it. I'm still
your brother.
Come on, Otis.
And when you strike out.
Come on now.
To try to hurt me.
Woo!
It's hurting you.
Yeah.
Just walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile, walk a mile, walk a mile of what black folks the descendants of the slave are going through. Sure, the right children. Until next week, telling y'all to walk a mile in my shoes. Happy
more
birthday, Bimmy G.
Criticizing a cue. Just walk a mile in
happy
my
birthday
shoes.
To the man who wrote this song for his mama. Reparations now. Bimmy G wrote this. We reviewed the movie that he wrote all the music for yesterday. We dropped the screen at the Harold Washington. He just had his family there. He wanted his family to be there. And we had little Kay. And we looked at that movie. It's a great movie. It's going to be all right. And all his music in it. Hey, son. Mama loves you. Happy birthday. 11-11-11-52. That's what he was for. See y'all next week. I love all y'all.
And brutality in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture.
The views expressed on our program are not necessarily those of
the Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON Berwyn, Chicago.
And election night is over. Georgia, get ready for the runoff. Republican Herschel Walker, who you just heard telling supporters what they already know, this race is tough. The runoff between Walker and current Senator Democrat Raphael Warnock is scheduled for December 6th.
So which of the two black men will get the most support? Already both sides have spent more than $200 million each in the midterms, and more money will pour in for ads before December 6th. Already the head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee has pledged to raise whatever money he can for an advertising blitz. So expect all the party heavy hitters to make joint appearances, but reports are Trump is not wanted. Those Walker supporters fear the ex-president could be toxic to the candidate. The outcome of this matchup is vital for both sides of the aisle and could determine the balance of power in the Senate. Exit polls show yet again the high turnout of black voters and the crucial role we played in the wins for Democrats. Exit polls also show, despite predictions to the contrary, black men did show up and threw that myth out in Georgia that we don't vote. TheRoot.com reports black men showed up in overwhelming numbers. Black people made up 28% of the Georgia voters, 17% black women, and 11% black men.
History was made election night in Massachusetts with Andrea Campbell elected